Welcome to Tarot for Schmoozers, the best podcast to enhance your intuition with the help of tarot cards. We will learn to read the tarot cards while at the same time develop our intuition for all areas of our lives. Hey, schmoozers who like to tarot. We are today at card number 7 in the major arcana, and it's called the Chariot. It's a very powerful card. I really like this card. Okay, what do you see in the card?
All right, so this card has... he almost looks like a knight because he's wearing like metal armor. And he's sitting on this... It almost looks like a cement throne. And he's got two sphinxes, like a black and white sphinx in front of him. And a castle behind him. Yeah, it's an interesting card. There's a lot going on.
There's a lot going on, but this is more of like a picture situation. So it's called a chariot. So it's not a throne. It's actually, it moves. Oh. So do you see behind the Sphinx, there's these two yellow things? Those are the wheels.
Oh.
So it's a chariot. It's like, it's a moving.
It is literally a chariot.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Are so the Sphinx carrying it?
I think that's the idea. So the idea is that the Sphinx are the ones who are like, instead of horses, it's like Sphinx that carry it. And the person on the chariot is like super decked out. He's got the whole armor and like the moons on his shoulder. He's got a crown.
Yeah.
Well, he's going places. That's for sure. I think that's clear. What comes to me. Like, when I see this card, I think you're going places. Like, things are moving.
Movement, definitely. It seems like he's moving forward.
Yes, it could be travels. This card could be one of those cards when, like, a fortune teller is like, "Oh, I see you will travel." This could be one of those cards.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But do you feel, one of the feelings I get from this card, from this dude and like the whole everything, it's like as soon as I see it, I feel like I sit up, like I straighten up, I feel like I take a deeper breath, like I just feel more powerful when I see this card.
It does feel powerful,
right? Yes.
I mean, even just like sphinxes feel like a very powerful symbol because it's just like associated with royalty, like Egyptian, ancient Egypt, and it's like the whole thing with the pyramids is that like we don't understand how they were built and how people were able to create something of that scale without the technology that we have now. And it just feels very powerful and also a little bit like spiritual, like with what you mentioned about the moons and like the tapestry over the chariot he's in feels very like celestial. Like it's a blue tapestry with like these really pretty white stars all over it. And it's like powerful and also beautiful.
I think there's like angel wings on the chariot too, which is another reference, I think, to just like flying and traveling and journey. I think this card means also, you know, when you have willpower and when you really put effort into something. And because it's the major arcana, it's like a universal force around you. I think it's just like there's a bigger force helping you, pushing you in the right direction, give you the energy you need to accomplish whatever it is you want to accomplish. So very like go-getters kind of card. And probably a winning card. Like, I don't think this guy is losing. I think he's in for winning somehow.
Okay, one other thing that I just keep, my eyes keep getting drawn to is the, it almost looks like a top, like a spinning top in the middle of the chariot.
Yes, that little red thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know if a top is the right word, right? Like it's like that toy that kids have where you spin it around and it just keeps spinning. I'm going to Google
I don't know what the symbol is, but I think it means something.
It is called a top. Yeah, well, I mean, I don't know if this is supposed to be a top, but it looks like one, I guess.
I think it's a symbol in like symbol world. I don't remember the symbol.
Okay, have you seen the movie Inception? This is like, I'm going off in another direction.
Oh, yeah, Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yes, but isn't there like a top in that movie where like it keeps spinning and then when it falls down, like it's very symbolic? Like, I don't know why it's taking me to that.
Tells you that it's a dream. When it falls down, it's a dream. No, sorry. When it falls down, it's reality. When it keeps spinning, you're in the dream.
Okay.
That was his way of recognizing dream versus reality. And I think the movie ends in a note where we don't know if that thing's going to stop spinning because the wife went crazy and wanted to live in the dream. Anyways.
Right. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, we could look at it in that way. I mean, if that's what it makes you think of, maybe this card could be that whole, like, making your dreams come true kind of thing.
Yeah, I don't know if I want to connect it directly to Inception, but I just feel like it again has that symbol of power. Like the fact that it's just standing straight up, it's not tilting either way. Like it just feels like it's there's something about it that's
for that thingy to stand, it has to be in motion.
Yes.
So maybe another reference, a message here. To movement, to like, don't stop, keep moving, keep doing things. You know, you have the energy for it. You have the strength for it. Yes. I read somewhere that the two Sphinx are going in different directions. They're kind of pointed differently. So that wouldn't make more sense for the Chariot to advance forward. So I think what they were saying in that interpretation was that the we don't see him. He doesn't have like reins, like he doesn't have, there's nothing between the Sphinx and him. He's not holding on to ropes or anything, but I think they were saying that like the power that he holds to control the Sphinx, because they're each going a different direction and he kind of controls them for them to go in the direction that he wants them to go. So I think it has a lot to do with like manipulating your environment to your own benefit, to with your strength.
I love it.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see this card in a reading.
Yeah, definitely encouraging. What do you think it means if it's upside down? What could it mean? I mean, it could be many things.
Like, it almost makes me feel like you're being very powerful, but not in a good way. Like, like maybe you've taken like you're almost power hungry, and you're kind of taking it to a place that's no longer healthy.
Yeah, maybe you are. I would say the first thing I would say, I think if it was upside down, would be you're stuck. You're not advancing forward. Or you're fearful. Like there's this thing you want to accomplish, but you can't bring yourself to do it because you don't feel like you feel weak. You feel fearful. Which is like the opposite qualities of when it's upside, when it's right side up. Maybe going around in circles. Could be another thing, like not learning from your mistakes and just repeating, like going with the same habits all over. I think upside down, I would really need to see what the other cards in the spread are as well, right? To give it,
and even just like what the question is.
Yes. Because if it was upside down next to the Emperor, remember we did the Emperor the other day, and the Emperor would also be upside down. Definitely, I would say, whoa, you're using your power all wrong. But if it was upside down next to the Fool, which is like the person who has these ideas and wants to start and like is naive a little bit, I would say, okay, so you have these ideas you want to start, but you have no idea how. You're just like full of doubt and you're not advancing. And you're not going forward with your dreams.
I love it.
Mm-hmm. Maybe also the Chariot upside down, maybe I would say you're going too fast and you don't have any strategy. You're just kind of like going for it, but you're not really organized. You're just like, it's like a dangerous speed that you're going at.
Yeah.
So I would say it's either too slow, like you're not going anywhere, or too fast. I guess it depends on the feeling you get the day you flip the card.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I think that's that for card number 7, the Chariot. Okay. Do a reading.
I'm excited to see this card come up again. Do you have something in mind related to the big changes you've been going through?
Okay. So, oh, I really like that superpower spread we did on the weekend. Oh, it was really cool.
Yeah. I mean, you can have multiple superpowers, right? Like, could we
let's do it again?
Another one?
Yeah. Let's do another one. Yeah. So this one is about which superpower we hide. So let's do again the same spread. What's my superpower? How to harness it, and how are other people affected by it?
Okay. And we found this prompt through the Instagram account Biddy Tarot, right?
Yeah, Biddy Tarot.
Yeah. We have some fun prompts that you can use if you're like stuck and don't know what to ask. Mm-hmm. I'm still in that phase, you guys, where I'm like, I love tarot. I'm enjoying doing it with Rita, but I never instinctually just like pull out the cards myself. Like I really have to be either recording these episodes or with someone else who's really into it. Cause I don't know. It's just not an instinct yet. So it helps
start
me
doing it.
To follow accounts like that, that like,
yeah,
thinking about the different questions you can ask and like how you can incorporate it into your life a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Also, small announcement while you're shuffling.
Yeah.
We will create a new account called Shmooze and Tarot. So it's going to be a completely new podcast channel just for you guys.
Yeah.
And probably an Instagram account as well, where we will be sharing lots of tarot stuff every day.
Yeah. We'll start probably coming up with some of our own prompts for you guys.
Yeah.
All right. Yes. We are shuffled and ready to go. So
you do it to me.
Will you read out the prompt one more time?
Yeah. So the first card is, what's my superpower? Second card is, how do I harness it? Third card is, how is this going to affect others?
This spread of cards I pulled, I don't know, man. I'm going to need some help with this one. Okay, so obviously Rita and I were together last week and like we did some readings together. We did this exact reading actually, and it felt very clear last week. And now I'm like, oh my gosh, what do? I need Rita here to help me. Okay. So I'll read out the cards first, just so you know what they are. So what your superpower is, it is the 8 of Swords upside down.
Can I see it? Oh, I think I remember this one. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. And then
that's actually good because it's upside down.
Okay. Yeah. And then the one that is how you can harness your superpower is the 5 of Cups straight up.
5 of Cups straight up. Yeah.
Okay. And then how that's going to impact others, how your power will help or impact others is the, what is this one?
Five of Wands.
Wands.
Yeah.
Straight up.
I think the hardest one is going to be actually the last one. The first two.
Yes, exactly. Okay. So the first one, what did we say? 8 of Swords upside down. So this card depicts a person who is tied up and surrounded by these swords in the ground, and they're blindfolded, and like the terrain that they're standing on looks very desolate and kind of barren. So it's definitely like, if I were just to look at this card straight up, it definitely just looks like a lot of pain and suffering.
Yeah. But okay, so that card specifically, and we'll get to it.
Yeah.
She is, this person who's tied up is going through, you could tell they're like suffering.
Yes.
But they're blindfolded, and a lot of people say, look at the ropes. They're pretty loose on her.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like, these are not chains. These are little ropes. If she wiggles a little bit here and there, she could get out of it.
Okay,
so a lot of people associate this card when it's straight up to a little bit of a victimhood. Like, okay, maybe some things have been hard for you and stuff, but you're stuck in this like, oh, poor me. And even if you're not doing it for like attention, you still have, you're kind of stuck. It's a little bit like when people are sad and they stay in that sad place instead of seeking help or trying to get out of it. It's almost like being comfortable in your misery.
Yes. Okay. So, and because it's upside down, it's like an internal, I would interpret that as like, I guess it could also be like a negative, right?
I would interpret it as, so you know how it's upside down like this, and a lot of times the swords, when they're upside down, I interpret them as like the swords falling down. So it's the opposite. They become more of a positive card because they're like, okay, you're letting go of all your worries and letting go of that victimhood. Like, you're on the way to getting rid of that pain. You're like liberating yourself when it's upside down. Okay. That's how I see it.
Okay. Well, in that sense, then, yeah, it could represent just like the struggles that you've had in the last year, like both with family, mm-hmm. with loss, with like grief, mm-hmm. with the pandemic, with business, like having to make some changes that maybe you weren't ever predicting would happen. So maybe it's like these things that have happened that you maybe were carrying as like a heavy suffering, and now the superpower is that you're letting it go, like that it is.
Yeah, that's what I saw. Like when you told me that's the card upside down, I'm like, oh, letting go of things that are tying me down.
Mm. Yeah,
that's it. That's okay. Exactly what I thought.
Okay, so then the next card, which is supposed to represent how you can harness the superpower.
Mm-hmm. Is it
the Five of Cups, straight up.
Straight up. Okay, what do you think?
Oh my goodness. So this card is a person with a black cloak on. Three of their cups have fallen over and each have like a different colored liquid coming out of it. And then there's two cups that are standing behind them. So yeah, this one's also very confusing for me, actually.
Hmm.
How you harness like letting go of your trauma is by maybe like taking stock, like very, very intentionally, like taking the time to like see that trauma, see the pain, yeah. see the suffering, understand like what was useful in that, what you can take from it. And I mean, that's what I'm getting from it right now. I don't know if I'm getting like a positive, like cherry on top thing. It's kind of just like how to harness it is by literally like, instead of skipping over it or just like pretending it's not there, is by literally acknowledging it and
feeling
the pain maybe a little bit.
There's definitely that. And there's also, so funny enough, this card is super related to the other card. If you mm-hmm. look at kind of what it feels like, and they're mm-hmm. both like, they're mm-hmm. both like victims
yeah.
a little bit. So I think, but in this Five of Cups, you see there's like that bridge. So there's a little bit of a process of like, okay, yes, things have been shitty. Yes, you have a lot to like mourn or a lot of things to feel sad about. But also you can cross that bridge and get over it. So yeah. It's a little bit of contemplate things that were sad, but like definitely you don't need to stick to them forever.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, and I feel like there is a little bit of symbolism also with the two cups that are still standing behind the person.
Mm-hmm.
Like you still have things to be thankful for, to be grateful for.
Yes.
And those things are still standing, they're still strong.
So not focusing on your loss. Like, or maybe like look at your loss, but don't lose sight of the things that you still have that are good.
Right.
That's how you harness mm-hmm. letting go mm-hmm. of. Okay. Now the last one, how are people going to be affected by it?
The Five of, what are these called again? The Five of
Wands.
Wands. Okay.
Wands.
So it's like these five people who are wearing like Robin Hood tights. I just can't not.
I think some people call them clubs also. Sorry. I think some people
Clubs. Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Robin Hood, totally the tights and everything.
Stylish guys. Okay. So they're like fighting with these clubs or these wands.
So, okay. Let's talk about this card just a little bit.
Yeah.
You say they're fighting. So, originally, when you look at this card, you're like, oh, they're fighting. But then you look at them, you're like, they're kind of just
playful.
Maybe not playful, but definitely not hurting each other.
Yeah.
They look like they're bickering. They look like they're in each other's way, and that they're like just kind of like kids, you know, when kids don't get along and you like try to, but no one here is like bleeding. No one here is really in pain. They're more
they
like
remind me of people who are like picking up a stick and being like, it's a lightsaber, and like playing fighting.
Yeah.
Like there's reminds me of like heaviness in this car. No. It doesn't feel heavy at all. It just feels like that's I think where the word playful came. Like it doesn't look necessarily like they're playing, but it just feels like a playful thing because
also maybe it's
heights.
Maybe they're making up like, or like, you know, the guy who's in the far left, he's like holding a club with one hand and like yelling something. He's almost like, yay, I'm the winner. And another one's like, no, it's me. Take that. So, yeah. So how are people going to be affected by this?
I feel like this almost, the message that I'm getting from this is that like, conflict and struggles don't have to be like a victim mindset. Like they don't have to be a tragedy. It can just be something that you struggle with a little bit and then you move past it and are a better person because of it kind of thing. I feel like that's a little bit of a reach, but I don't know.
No, it's true. I think it also is like, because it's like, how is it going to affect others? Well, the fact that I'm just letting go of all these like struggles or challenges leaves other people with like no, probably like confuses them and leaves them with no ability to actually hurt, because they're just like, oh, okay, well, I'm gonna try something, but really it's not working.
Yeah.
So
maybe that will help like the people who have hurt you, like it actually helps them, the fact that you're able to just move on from it and not get held up on it and kind of just learn from it and move forward. Maybe it's actually helpful for them too, to see that like their miserableness or like their like negative energy isn't going to have an effect. Like you're still going to continue to just be yourself and pursue what
is going to lead nowhere. Yeah, it's going to lead nowhere.
So.
All right, schmoozers, we thanks wish you joining. Happy tarot readings. And we'll be seeing you on our Instagram, our new Instagram page coming up soon. Probably schmooze and tarot.
Yeah. All right. Bye, guys.
Bye. Thank you for listening to the Tarot for Schmoozers podcast. We publish episodes every 2 weeks. On the off week, we invite you to check out our regular Schmooze and Booze episodes, where you will find all kinds of topics about life and everything that we think is worth a nice conversation. Until next week, keep on schmoozing.